Anna, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Did you believe the stats are accurate? Just to give the actual figures, 1,064 incidents, including 697 crimes. Now, you could argue that it's slightly down on 2015, if that's groping for a plus. But my goodness, that's a very high list of incidents, race hate incidents in Northern Ireland.
Yes, very much so, Frank. And also, you have to take into account the fact that there is a lot of underreporting. A lot of people don't bother to report or too fearful to report to the police in case they get reprisals. So it is not really the true figures, but certainly over 1,000 a year is worrying. And it has been a trend. Now that trend has been on for the last few years. But then in terms of Brexit, though, we have maybe a bit of better news than the rest of the UK. While there is a spike of racist incidents post-Brexit in England, we certainly haven't seen that. So I think certainly on the ground, there is a lot of good work done here in Northern Ireland by community organisations, by NGOs like the South Belfast Roundtable, like the Northern Ireland Council for Ethnic Minorities and the Northern Ireland Council for Refugees and Asylum Seekers.
And do you think we'll survive that when Article 50 is finally triggered, if it is, whenever that decision is made and Brexit is Brexit? Do you think, obviously there could be unrest in England and there's been evidence of that, but do you think that good work that's ongoing here will manifest itself when we are finally out of Europe?
Well, hopefully now. I know there was a seminar I attended shortly after Brexit, organised by the Northern Ireland Council for Ethnic Minorities, just to really gauge the mood of ethnic minority communities. And there was a lot of fear and anxiety about Brexit and really basically given the anti-immigration tone during the process, the run-up to the referendum. And then there were some people just saying, well, there were examples of maybe the work colleagues making veiled threat about making jokes, but veiled really making threats veiled as jokes, if you like, saying like, are you still here? Have you not gone home yet? So, but really, I think on the ground, it hasn't really increased, so we're pleased about it. And hopefully, given the good work and the goodwill of people of Northern Ireland, that maybe, we wouldn't see an increase in racism, with Article 50 being triggered.
One of the other things we have to keep in mind is that the racism doesn't always come from the Indigenous Northern Irish towards the visitor. It can very often be, and I have seen examples of it, you may get, and I'll just pick two countries at random, a Polish person giving an opinion of a Lithuanian person. They can sometimes have very stark opinions with regards to other nationalities, those who now live here and who are part of our society.
Yes, I mean, you can get that too, and I'm not denying it. It's all really from not knowing the other and really from prejudice, and it can be national or, interfaith. And so, there is good work on the ground, and there is need for such work to continue to promote mutual understanding. For people to feel that, working together, living together, we can make this society a better place for everyone.
Anna, always good speaking to you. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.